Some people see Naknek as a temporary home, a necessary stopping place during the salmon season, or a desolate town of 500 people that one can only access by plane. But not Dave Lax. He came to Naknek in 1981 on a one-way ticket looking for a change of pace from his Minnesota collegiate life.
I hit town with a leaky tent and found a place to pitch it and was wet and full of bugs in the morning, and I went down to the post office and there was an ad for dishwasher at the Red Dog and went down and applied and got it.
He thought it'd be temporary, but he hasn't left since. Over the 36 years he's been here, Lax has played a key role in many of the infrastructures in the borough.
They're from one end of town to the other in Naknek and King Salmon. There's pretty much no projects that I haven't touched in one way or another over the years.
His construction company, LMI, helped pave the roads, and Lax also started up the Red Line taxi service. Several years ago, he sold Silver Bay Seafoods the land it sits on now. He also owns two gas stations with a future one in the works for King Salmon, and he helped drive down prices at the pump considerably. LMI owns about 600 heavy machinery equipment, making it the largest business of its kind in the area. There's also an LMI boatyard that serves as a sort of community during the salmon season. It features a gas station, uptown dogs, a health clinic, and Wi-Fi service. Most recently, Lax built the first ever heated construction facility in the borough, with the hopes it will house a gillnet boat building operation. It's insulated by containers and is 82 feet long by 86 feet wide and 43 feet at its highest point. And it's not even complete. In its finished state, it will be 120 feet long, housing six gillnet boats.
If you play it safe and you don't ever do anything, you'll never get hurt, but you'll never accomplish anything either. And it's the people in the world that are willing to step out there and take a risk, couple it with a good idea, and make it function.
It's this motto that keeps Lax hungry for more in the borough. He says it's not just about his own profits, but bringing money and jobs back to the community. Bristol Bay is the sockeye capital of the world, and the borough between Naknek and King Salmon swells to about 10,000 people, most of whom are only in town for a few months each summer.
If you can reach out and scoop some of that whirling cash flow that goes through here every year, and just get a percentage or two to stay here, it starts swirling around here town locally, and it pays for new cars, and it pays for people to build a porch, and it creates little businesses here and there.
He wants to help get a bridge built between Naknek and South Naknek. Lax believes this is the next feasible economic opportunity for the borough and the fishing industry, given the expansive real estate and water frontage on the South Bank. Twice now, the bridge proposal has failed, but Lax is hopeful for the future.
And it's been thought of as building a bridge to a community of 40 people, which to me, it's not. To me, it's the other half of this borough.
He stays active in other ways in the community, too. He and his wife have rescued many Naknek stray dogs, and at one point, they had 16. They like to get out and enjoy outdoor activities, and recently renovated an old camper to get away from the big city of Naknek.
I love anything Bristol Bay, and I'm very, very positive towards its future.
Dave Lax says he doesn't have a lot of free time. A lot of people unwind a bit after the fishing wraps up, but Lax stays hard at it. Right now, he's working to finish up the indoor boat building shop to try and kickstart a little more winter economic opportunity for Bristol Bay. For KDLG, I'm Caitlin Tan.